And there are three major changes that we're going to be mindful of. Motorists will see three roundabouts placed in Bridgetown, one at the junction of Nelson Street and Fairchild Street, one at the junction of Probyn Street and Lower Bay Street, and one by Cabins Lane. If you're making an exit then from the car park, you can use that. Independence Square is now two-way traffic and not one-way coming into town. It's now two-way traffic. Probyn Street will be shut off to traffic going in. However, Jordan's Lane now becomes a one-way going the opposite way. Coming from Nelson Street, you now come out of Jordan's Lane and not go into it. So you join onto the Probyn Street traffic, turn left onto Bay Street if you're going onto Bay Street, or go all around the roundabout to join the traffic in Independence Square. I must add and must reiterate that these changes are not going to be for the duration of the demolition. These changes have been put in place to allow for the top of the building to be removed safely. If they get that done in a week, then it relaxes the traffic. If it takes 2 weeks, it relaxes the traffic. But we know it's not going to take 5 weeks unless something goes wrong and then there are delays.